In the air to Mexico, Interstate 10 from Surprise to the Phoenix Airport is slowed to 6 miles per hour at 7 in the morning. Our clock is ticking, and our plane departure time is absolute. Alan and I exit the freeway and head south to Buckhorn Avenue at 51st Street, then east towards the airport. With detours and uncertainty, we end at the airport and find the Terminal 4 parking garage. Slide into a small space for my compact car that I drove to Happy Trails from Albuquerque, and get ourselves to the American Airlines check-in desk. We meet Dave, who drove in from Denver in the Phoenix airport, and board together a flight to Mazatlan, Mexico. On the airplane all the way to Mexico, there's the back of a head looking at me. I keep trying to visualize it with eyes, a nose, a mouth, a personality, but it's just a thatch of graying hair holding up a set of earphones. To my left is a porthole window, whited out by the sun. Alan tries to catch up on sleep in the window seat. Dave is seated in the front of the plane. He hates flying and had to bring oxygen because of COPD. For 2 hours, we three land in Mexico and have to endure still yet another security screening. This is the price you pay for being warm when back home people are wearing heavy jackets and shoveling snow. Being deemed no security threat, we catch a cab to our hotel, change into shorts, and watch palm trees sway in the breeze above a cool blue swimming pool as babes turn into bronze statues. Up to now, we have just been talking Mexico. Now we are doing Mexico. Another foreign country is getting into Scott tricks, this time with company.